So we recap the verses we discussed yesterday, starting with verse 27. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, فَأَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْهِ أَنِسْنَعِ الْفُلْكَ بِأَعْيُنِنَا وَوَحْيِنَا فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَمْرُنَا وَفَارَتْ تَنُّورِ. We sent an order to him, Nuh alayhi salam, saying, build the ship under our eyes and by our command. Then when our command comes and water gushes forth from the oven, place on board the ship a pair from every species. فَاسْلُكْ فِيهَا مِنْ كُلٍ زَوْجَيْنِ اثْنَيْنِ وَأَهْلَكَ إِلَّا مَنْ سَبَقَ عَلَيْهِ الْقَوْلُ مِنْهُمْ. And members of your household, except those on whom sentence has already been passed. وَلَا تُخَاطِبْنِي فِي الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا. And do not plead with me on behalf of those who are wrongdoers. إِنَّهُمْ مُغْرَقُونَ. They are surely to drown. So the preceding verses spoke about how the people of Nuh alayhi salam belied him and said he's just a human, and if there was a prophet to come, it would have been an angel, and he just wants prominence, either that or he's been affected by jinn. And he then made dua to Allah, رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ. Help me, for they have belied me. And this was the response from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then Allah says further, فَإِذَا اسْتَوَيْتَ أَنْتَ وَمَن مَعَكَ عَلَى الْفُلْكِ. Once you and those who are with you have boarded the ship, فَقُلِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي نَجَّانَا مِنَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ. Then say, all thanks are due to Allah who saved us from the sinful people. وَقُلْ رَبِّ أَنزِلْنِي مُنزَلًا مُبَارَقًا وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْمُنزِلِينَ. Say, O my sustainer, cause me to alight with a blessed alighting. You are the best of those who cause to alight. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَاتٍ وَإِن كُنَّا لَمُبْتَلِينَ. In this are signs, and it is we who put man to the test. The people of Nuh alayhi salam were put to the test over a period of 950 years, and the majority of them failed. Then Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِمْ قَرْنًا آخَرِينَ. Then after them, we create another generation. Allah is not dependent on any one generation, on any one individual. We concluded yesterday by saying, وَإِنْ تَتَوَلَّوْا يَسْتَبْدِلْ قَوْمًا غَيْرَكُمْ ثُمَّ لَا يَكُونُوا أَمْثَالَكُمْ. If you don't want to do what Allah wants you to do, if you don't appreciate the opportunity which Allah has given you, Allah will replace you. So Allah says, we created another generation. فَأَرْسَلْنَا فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ. Then we sent to them a messenger from among them. What was his message? أَنِعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ لَيْنْ غَيْرُ أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Worship Allah, you have no deity other than him. Do you not fear? Now who was this Nabi? And who was the nation? It was either Hud alayhi salam, and his nation was Ad, or it was Salih alayhi salam, and his nation was Thamud. Allah doesn't specify. It could have been one of the two that came after Nuh alayhi salam, and Allah is referring to them. So that's the end of the ruku, and we concluded that yesterday. Now we commence with ruku number 3, verse number 33. Allah says, the same thing now happened with this Nabi, be it Hud alayhi salam or Salih alayhi salam. وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا وَكَذَّبُوا بِلِقَاءِ الْآخِرَةِ وَأَتْرَفْنَاهُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. The leaders from his people who were unbelievers and who used to reject the meeting of the year after, they didn't believe in the year after, and to whom we had given the comfort in this worldly life. And just this generally happens. When Allah gives bounty to people, comfort, luxury, wealth, there are those few who use it as an opportunity to come closer to Allah, and then there are those who use it to become negligent and arrogant, and they go away from Allah. They made the same objection, the leaders of his people. مَا هَذَا إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. He is nothing but a human like you. يَأْكُلُ مِمَّا تَأْكُلُونَ مِنْهُ وَيَشْرَبُ مِمَّا تَشْرَبُونَ. He eats of that which you eat and he drinks of that which you drink. He's a human like you, so how can he be a prophet? Same objection they made. وَلَئِنْ أَطَعْتُمْ بَشَرًا مِثْلَكُمْ إِنَّكُمْ إِذَا لَخَاسِرُونَ. They said to the people, if you were to follow a human like you, you would certainly be losers. You're humiliating yourself by allowing a human who's like you to be in charge of you. That's the argument that they made. أَيَعِدُكُمْ أَنَّكُمْ إِذَا مِتْتُمْ وَكُنْتُمْ تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَنَّكُمْ مُخْرَجُونَ. Does he promise you that when you die and are reduced to dust and bones, that you will be taken out alive, meaning resurrection? They started mocking at the message of this Nabi, be it Hud or Salih. هَيْهَاتَ هَيْهَاتَ. Far-fetched, far-fetched. لِمَا تُوْعَدُونَ. Is that which you are promised. Ah, can't be, man. Once you have disintegrated, your whole body is bones and dust and mixed with the soil. Where will you emerge again as a complete human? إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا. There is nothing but our living in this world. نَمُوتُ وَنَحْيَا. We die and we live. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. We will not be raised again. إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا رَجُلٌ افْتَرَى عَلَى اللَّهِ كَذِبًا وَمَا نَحْنُ لَهُ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. He is nothing but a man who has fabricated a lie against Allah. We will never believe him. So they accused the Prophet of fabricating a lie against Allah, whereas they are the ones who are fabricating the lie against Allah. Again, same like Nuh alayhi salam, the Nabi bid Hud as-Salih, made dua, رَبِّ انْصُرْنِي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ. O my sustainer, help me, for they have rejected me. قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلٍ لَيُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ. Allah said, soon shall they become remorseful. They'll see the consequences of their actions. فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الصَّيْحَةِ Then an awful cry truly seized them. بِالْحَقِّ فَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ غُثَاءً And we reduced them to rubbish. فَبُعْدًا لِلْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ So away with the sinful people. The nation of Thamud, they were destroyed by an awful cry, by a scream. That's why some scholars say this is Salih alayhi salam. That Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is referring to here. And in Ma'riful Quran, it's mentioned that although we believe in the Yafta, we are also oblivious of the Yafta by our actions and our deeds. We live as if there's no Yafta. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that this was their end result, just like the end result of the people of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam. The generation that came after met a similar fate because they took a similar approach to their Nabi of belying him.